Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 14, 2026. Apple just sued OpenAI over alleged hardware trade secret theft, and the detail about an engineer texting that the data access was so funny is going to haunt that case.
That one has legs. Between 400 former Apple employees and a Joni Ive hardware device on the horizon, there's a lot riding on how this plays out. But let's start at the top with what's brewing on the model side.
Right, so Anthropic has now extended enhanced Fable 5 access for paid subscribers a third time in 5 weeks, through July 19, covering up to 50% of weekly usage at no extra cost. And separately, a model labeled Claude Honeycomb EAP briefly surfaced inside Cursor, which is fueling heavy speculation that Opus 5 is very close.
Three extensions in a row plus a leaked codename feels like they're buying time while the final pieces come together. EAP typically means early access program, so someone got a premature peek at something real.
Exactly, the pattern is hard to read any other way. Watch the end of July.
Shifting over to developer tools, there's a lot moving here. Walk us through it.
OpenClaw dropped version 2.0.2.6.7.1. 3,063 contributions from 532 contributors, which is a significant community mobilization. The release overhauled the web UI and onboarding flow, improved iOS, Android, and macOS apps, added GPT and Muse Spark 1.1 support, and extended integrations across Telegram, Slack, Discord, and iMessage.
500 plus contributors on a single release is the number that stands out to me. That's not a side project anymore. That's a real open source ecosystem forming around AI clients.
LangChain also has a technical webinar tomorrow, July 15th, on building secure sandboxed execution for agentic pipelines. Topics cover credential control, audit visibility, and reproducible environments for coding agents, data analysis, and file processing.
Sandbox execution is one of those things that sounds boring until your agent runs untrusted code in production and something breaks badly. This is exactly the kind of infrastructure content teams actually need right now.
And quick note, OpenAI Build Week submissions are open with a deadline of July 21st. Short runway. But that tends to surface what developers are genuinely shipping rather than what they're pitching.
Tight deadlines make for honest demos. Worth watching what comes out of that.
On the research side, Anthropic published something genuinely unusual. They analyzed over 300,000 anonymized conversations and mapped four axes along which Claude's expressed values vary: deference versus caution, warmth versus rigor, depth versus brevity, and candor versus execution. Claude skews warmest in Hindi and Arabic, most rigorous in Russian, and there are meaningful differences between model versions. Sonnet 4.6 skews playful, Opus 4.7 skews candid.
I don't think I've seen a frontier lab publish something this granular about value drift across languages and model versions before. The obvious follow-on question is whether they're going to start actively steering those differences or just track them.
The framing in the release suggests this is groundwork for exactly that kind of steering down the line.
Let's move into applications because there's a lot happening there. Start with Codex.
Codex hit 7 million users, more than 10 times growth in 6 months, and added over 1 million users in a single day. OpenAI responded by temporarily removing the 5-hour usage cap for Plus, Business, and Pro plans, and rolled out efficiency improvements to GPT Sol to handle the load.
10x in 6 months is the kind of growth curve that signals a category crossing a threshold, not just a product doing well. AI coding agents are clearly past the early adopter phase.
And there's a great data point backing that up from Simon Willison. He looked at Dataset's GitHub code frequency chart and found a dramatic spike, 37,022 additions and 9,528 deletions, tightly correlated with the release window of Opus 4.8, GPT, Fable 5, and GPT-5/6-GPT.
It's rare to get a clean before-and-after signal like that on a well-tracked open-source project. That's not anecdote, that's a credible data point.
Although a Webflow engineer published a useful counterpoint on what AI actually speeds up and what it doesn't, the acceleration is real for starting work, finding context, writing code, navigating unfamiliar stack layers, but reviewing output, auditing assumptions, keeping PRs reviewable, managing merges. Still slow, just in different ways.
The framing of the annoying work didn't disappear. It just changed form, is probably the most honest thing I've read about AI-assisted engineering in a while. Worth sharing with anyone who's overselling the productivity story internally.
Google DeepMind is doing something completely different with AI in the application space. They're predicting the past skill is analyzing ancient artifacts, mapping Oracle visitors from lead tablets, tracing religious practices across Roman military routes, and they use the Aeneas generative model to date an 1,800-year-old curse tablet. No coding required.
That last detail matters. No coding required means this is reaching historians and archaeologists who aren't engineers. AI enabling discoveries that would be practically impossible otherwise is a different category than AI speeding up existing work.
And then there's DOOMQL, which is delightful and also technically remarkable. Peter Gostev, using GPT-Sol, built a fully playable Doom-like game where a single massive recursive CTE handles movement, collision, enemies, combat, and every RGB pixel via a SQL-native ray tracer running entirely in SQLite.
A SQL-native ray tracer. I feel like that sentence shouldn't be possible. But the real story here is that someone built this from scratch with a coding model. That's the demonstration.
Exactly. It shows what these models can help non-specialists actually ship, not just prototype.
On the security side, there's a piece worth flagging.
Yeah, the argument is that SOCH teams have achieved near-total telemetry coverage, but that's actually the problem. They're buried under alerts from cloud, SaaS, endpoints, and identity systems, and the real issue isn't volume. It's that individual alerts lack the cross-signal context needed to surface genuine threats.
Reframing alert fatigue as a context problem rather than a volume problem is important because it points directly at where AI can actually help. Not just filtering more aggressively, but correlating signals across systems.
Let's get into the business stories, starting with that Apple lawsuit.
Right, Apple filed suit against OpenAI, hardware chief Tang Tan, and the I/O devices unit, alleging a systematic pipeline of confidential hardware theft tied to OpenAI hiring over 400 former Apple employees. A February warning letter reportedly went unanswered, and one accused engineer allegedly exploited a bug to extract confidential files and texted a colleague that the access was, quote, so funny.
The timing is what makes this consequential. OpenAI's Joni Ive designed hardware device is targeting a 2027 launch, and a protracted legal fight could delay the most direct competitive threat Apple is facing in its own hardware category.
Satya Nadella also coined a concept worth unpacking. He's calling it the reverse information paradox. The classic arrow paradox is that sellers can't reveal what they're selling without giving it away. Nadella's inversion is that enterprise AI buyers have to expose their most proprietary processes and institutional expertise to extract real model value, so they effectively pay twice, once in money, once in knowledge.
That's a sharp reframe of the enterprise AI adoption calculus. It puts data sovereignty and competitive exposure front and center in a way a lot of buyers genuinely haven't priced in yet.
On the data infrastructure side, Prefect has announced the acquisition of Dagster, two of the leading Apache Airflow challengers folding into one company. The deal isn't formally closed yet. Dagster's name, pricing, and roadmap stay intact, and about 40 Dagster employees are joining Prefect.
Consolidating the two biggest airflow alternatives is a meaningful shift in that space. Whether it actually accelerates a challenge to airflow's entrenched position depends on execution, but the combined surface area is hard to ignore.
And finally, a quieter personnel note. Adu has announced a move from a community-facing role to member of technical staff at Anthropic, citing a desire to work more directly with builders.
Community-to-engineering transitions at Frontier Labs don't make big headlines, but they're a real signal of how these organizations are deepening their relationship with the developer ecosystem.
That's the full picture for July 14th. The Apple OpenAI lawsuit is the one to watch as it develops. And if that honeycomb codename means what people think it means, we may have a big model drop before the month is out.